Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. I pray and trust that you are enjoying this Wednesday on the Lord's Day. Listen, we're in the 10th month on the 21st day in 2015, and I guess you say, well, Sister Page, thank you for the reminder of the date, but I already knew it was October 21st. Well, the truth be told is that we are, listen, this year has gone by so fast, so quickly, and time is winding up. I don't know if you realize it, and sometimes we realize things in word. We say that we understand. We say that we understand, and we verbally express that we have a full grasp of what is going on. But the truth be told, if we really understood how short time is and how quickly time is running out, our posture would change. Our attitudes would change. Our behavior would change. Hallelujah. So I want to challenge you tonight to remember that Jesus said that the very days will be shortened for the sake of God's elect, meaning time is running out, beloved. We don't have time to play at all. Hallelujah. And let that be something that sinks deep down in your spirit, man, tonight, way down in your heart, that time is ticking away. So whatever it is that God has given you to do, even if you don't understand the specifics, listen, your first assignment is to minister to him in prayer. If you have no other assignment or what you don't think is an assignment, that is every believer's assignment, to minister to the Lord. Hallelujah. Getting to know him. Hallelujah. For those of you that may be listening that don't know who Jesus is, maybe you've been in church 1,000 years and you know all the ins and outs, so you think of the church building protocols and bylaws and denominational rules and organizational tasks and things like that. Doesn't mean that you know Jesus. Hallelujah. He said that in the last days there will be those that come to him and say, Lord, you know, didn't I do this for you? Didn't I do that? And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. We don't want that. We want to know our Savior tonight. All right? Hallelujah. So I challenge you, be mindful of the times that we're living in, not just with words, but in our hearts, so that the Holy Ghost can change our posture. Glory to God, so that we can move with a momentum that cannot be shaken, with a stride that cannot be broken. Glory to God in Jesus' name. I'm excited about the word tonight, so I just really want to dive right in so that we don't miss what it is that the Holy Spirit wants to say to us. We have quite a few scriptures to run through, so I'm just going to start in Matthew 13, 44 through 46, Matthew 13, 44 through 46, and then we're going to skip over, praise God, to Matthew 13 and 44. Then after that, we're going to skip over to Jonah 2. Amen? No, we're not going to Jonah 2. I apologize for that. We're going over... Well, let's just start with what we have right now. We'll see if we'll have time. How about that? Amen. Matthew 13, 44 through 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth. And for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. I like that. I want to read that one more time. Again, now Jesus has given several examples here of the kingdom of heaven. And we know that the kingdom of heaven is the place, amen, where God dwells. Glory to God. The kingdom of heaven is where his throne seat is. It is the place where the citizens of God live. Praise God. Amen. That's where we're going to go. Is that all right? When this is, hey, glory to God, when this is all over, bless the Lord, oh my soul, tonight. Amen. So he says this. He says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. I like that. He says that the treasure is hidden. It's not, Lord, help me through here, please. It's not readily visible. If it's hidden, that means if you're going to find it, you got to do some searching. Oh, my God, have mercy. If it's hidden, Lord, have mercy, it's underneath something. Better yet, could we dare to say, hallelujah, that it could be buried. Lord Jesus, the treasure, he says, is hid in a field. Now it would be different if he said the treasure was hid in the backyard, you know, a couple acres or a little piece of a plot of land. But he said in a field. And we know that a field can be really, really large. Lord, 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 Lord. As a matter of fact, Jesus describes the harvest field as very, very big. He said the harvest is plenteous. Pray for qualified laborers to go out into the field. He means the world. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So he's saying that the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. I'm reminded of the scripture where Jesus was praying to the Father, and he said that the Lord had hidden the mysteries of his kingdom from those who were wise and prudent, but had revealed it unto the babes. Lord, 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 I want you to know that everybody that's talking about heaven ain't going there. I know that's not a nice way to start off this broadcast tonight, but we don't have time to play games. You can't take your salvation for granted. You can't take a relationship with the true living God for granted. Don't take your relationship with Jesus to play with tonight. You got treasure here, treasure, treasure we're dealing with. Look, the which would a man have found? When you found this treasure, what did he do? He hideth. Oh, ho, ho, ho. And for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Shall we get an imaginary picture? Hallelujah. Can you just imagine? Here's this field. And you find, yet you find that there's treasure in this field. Glory to God. And once you found out that you found something of such value and worth, you're so happy about it that you go and do what? Sell everything that you have. You hide it. Lord, it kind of a bullshit. Now, this is the thing. Picture yourself having found a diamond or a ruby or a pearl. Come on here. And you find out that this particular space, this place, is where it's hidden. You sell everything that you have. What does that mean? You give it up, everything that you own. The way of life that you have come accustomed to. Life, the way you know it, has been abandoned. Because you understand the value of what is hidden in that field. So it is with Jesus. So it is with our relationship with the Most High God. So it should be with our citizenship in heaven. The fact that Jesus spilled blood for us ought to be treasure in our minds. It ought to be treasure, incomparable with anything in this world, that when we find it, we protect it. Y'all don't want to have no church, but it's all right. Let's read down just a little further. Jesus is giving another analogy. He said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. This is a man who is accustomed with buying and selling. He understands the value of things, and he's seeking out goodly pearls, not just any old kind of pearl, but something with value, with some substance, the real thing. You know, we got fool's gold, and then there's real gold. You have authentic pearls, and you got 99s. Come on here, 99-cent plastic. You know what I'm saying? He's looking for goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl, now look, he was looking for several, Reba Shandavadabo, but when he found one of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Look to me like these two examples, they're very profound of people that recognize the value of what they have found. Lord, please help me, help me. Help me tonight. You will really appreciate the value of your relationship with God if you ain't got one. I don't care how much you go to touch, how much you spit in foam at the mouth, how much you cartwheel, how many scriptures you know, how many boards you serve on, how much offering and seed you sow, how much you pay tithe. Wow! It doesn't mean that you know God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, please. Please help us tonight where souls are busting hell wide open every time we speak, every second, every minute, every hour. Souls are going to hell right from the pew and the pulpit. Oh! Oh, if we really understand the value of what we've been given through Christ, come on to you tonight. Oh, yeah, ba 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 shandala bobo. If we hadn't gotten too complacent with calling ourselves Christians, if we hadn't become so stuck up in who we think we are in Christ and putting our noses down on those who we think don't know him, y'all don't want to have church. If we were spending as much time, come on, Holy Ghost, as we are supposed to, in communion and fellowship with God, we would understand just what treasure we have. Oh, God. But what has happened is, just like the Bible says, the love of many has waxed cold. There's been a great and a grievous backsliding going on in the earth realm. There's a famine in the land for the word of God. Lord, help us. Oh! The prayer closet ain't as popular now that the movie War Room is not being advertised like it was. Rebbe Kishmanda Rabaha. Hallelujah to God. I don't think we understand, especially in America, the treasure that we have in being able to worship the Lord Jesus freely, or so we think, because, the gavel has gone down on that too. Y'all don't want to talk about it, but it's the truth anyhow. I salute the fivefold ministry gifts that are really, really, really working hard to make that call in the election, sure, that are on the front lines, under great attack for trying to hold up the bloodstained banner. Oh, they do recognize, under your shanda, the value of the treasure we've been given in the gospel. They've given up their lives and not afraid to die for the sake of the cross of Christ. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. I said it's happening right now. It's happening overseas. It's happening even right here. Y'all don't want to talk about it. Glory to God. It's happening. It's happening. Where people are literally dying for this gospel. There are people that have sold out everything they know, everybody they know, giving up marriages. Y'all don't want to talk. Giving up their dreams and their own goals, their own way of thinking in order to pursue God in spirit and in truth. Why? Because they recognize They recognize the treasure. Can I tell you something about the treasure that God has given you, beloved? If you are born again, and this is a clarion call to the people of God, the Bible promises that you will be gifted with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. A lot of us have taken that to mean, as long as I speak in tongues, I'm all right. Lord, I'm trying to get through here. Please help me. As long as I have spiritual gifts, I'm all right. As long as I can quicken my body and jerk out of my kusha, like I got something down on the inside, I'm all right. Beloved, I need you to understand something. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. He is a person. And when Jesus speaks about the rivers of living water, he's talking about the power of the Holy Ghost, the unlimited supply and access that you have to the Spirit of God, because he lives on the inside of you. Many of you, oh God, are pregnant right now, and because you ain't showing, you feel like you ain't got nothing. Lord, please help me through here. There's so many of you that God has impregnated with the incorruptible seed of himself, incorruptible seed of the word. And because you don't quote unquote flow like everybody else, or you don't preach like somebody else, or you don't have dreams and visions like somebody else, or you may not be able to expound on the scripture like you think somebody else is, you feel like you ain't got nothing. There's a song that the mothers used to sing, something on the inside, working on the outside. What a change in my life. I don't care how many people claim to have the Holy Ghost. If there's no change, you gotta go so right. Don't you worry about it. God has put himself in you. That's why many of you have been cut off from people right now. That's why God won't allow you to go everywhere. That's why you can't mingle with everybody. He's hid the treasure. Deep down on the inside. Yes. That's what he's done. That's what he's done. I said he has treasure way down on the inside of you. Oh, God. If you think about it, when Jesus came, he didn't come the way folk expected him to come. Hallelujah. But he is treasure. He was and is treasure. Oh, Yabba. If you could understand how jealous the Lord is over you, then you would understand why he's so peculiar and picky about you. Lord, why can't I be like her? Lord, why can't I do like her? Why can't I fit in with the likes of her? You got treasure down on the inside of you. Look at 2 Corinthians 4 and see what it says. Therefore, we're starting at verse 1. Seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Here we're talking about hiding again or being hidden. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Those that have the Holy Ghost, there is a quickening power of agreement. Holy Ghost knows Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. There is a song that they sing that says, if the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you, it will be so easy to love. Oh, God, I ain't going there, am I? Holy Ghost, help. When you have the Holy Ghost, if we're all in a room together, there's going to be a volcanic eruption. Because where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, he's going to show up. He's right there in the midst. The power of the Holy Ghost will come right on in and show up and manifest the glory and the power of God. You don't believe it? Look at the book of Acts and you see how when they were together in the upper room, they were all together seeking God, obedient to what Jesus told them to do. And what happened? The Bible says they were all with one accord. All of a sudden there came a sound, the sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Oh God, for more encounters like that, where your saints can get together and you rush on in mighty wind of God and the flame of fire, come on, sits upon our heads and fills us up, refill us again. Glory to God. Listen, you have treasure on the inside of you. Let's read again in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded, the lost are blinded by the God of this world, the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world, the devil, lowercase d, lowercase g, has blinded not the eyes, but the minds of them that don't believe. Look at verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord. That's the problem. When you have the Holy Ghost, he's going to bear witness of Jesus. That's why you got to try the Spirit to see if they're of God or not. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is going to point to Jesus. Glory to God. And the spirit that confesseth not that Jesus is God come in the flesh is that spirit of Antichrist. Come on. We don't preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. Holy Spirit, that buried hidden treasure in your belly will make you a servant. Give you a servant's heart. Hallelujah. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Lord, have mercy. That the excellency of the power, may be of God and not of us. How many times have we seen the power of the living God manifested through us? And have suffered and have gone through affliction and persecution and testing. Please don't let the enemy lie to you and make you feel like because you're suffering is because you're not where you need to be in God. Don't let the enemy lie to you and make you feel like because you're going through or you're being processed on the potter's wheel, it's because God doesn't value you, because he doesn't love you. You have been handpicked because of the treasure. You have been targeted because of the treasure. And you look at Revelation 12, you will see that the Revelation 12 dragon was after that sun-clad woman who was pregnant. Pregnant with the treasure of Jesus. Oh, Yababo Kushmai. If you could only understand what God deposited inside of you by means and by way of the person of the Holy Ghost, you would do, oh God, my God, do like these examples did in the parables that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 13. Forget about this world. You may say, Sister Paige, I've given up so much to follow Jesus. And even right now, God is trying to pry some things out of your hand. Listen, this message ain't for everybody. But I know that there are those of you under the sound of my voice. Oh, yeah, my gosh, me call of the bow. that God is trying to expand. He's trying to enlarge you so that he can put more of the treasure of himself inside you. And you're saying, Lord, how much more? How long is this season of testing going to be? How long do I have to cry? Oh, how long do I have to be alone? How long do I have to suffer? How long do I have to go through physical pain? How? Rabba Shatababahaya. Oh, imagine your Savior up on Calvary's cross for all those hours. Oh, God, I can only imagine that it must have felt like an eternity. And we're not even talking about the beating. We're not talking about how much they whipped him all night long. Hey, don't despise your crucifixion process. Oh, God is working a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory in you. While you're going through, you may not be able to see it, but there's treasure on the inside of you. Somebody needs to be encouraged tonight. Put your hand on your belly. Don't you let the world contaminate the treasure. Don't you pussyfoot with the devil and contaminate your portion. Don't tamper with the oil on your life. If Susie walks out, say bye-bye, Felicia. Yeah! Treasure, Jesus is the treasure. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. How? You got the value. We got our priorities all mixed up. We under the bowl. We get distracted by popularity contests. And who likes who? And who get the most likes? This ain't Facebook. It's your soul. You'll be amazed to know how many people that are quote unquote Christians that don't believe in the reality of heaven or hell. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Listen, would you allow me, and again, if it's not for you, maybe you can agree with me and pray for somebody else. Somebody has been under heavy persecution because of the treasure that's inside of you, and you've been tempted to walk away, but the fire in your bones, like Jeremiah, won't let you. That's the Holy Ghost. Hababa Koshanda. The word of God that's down on the inside of you. The enemy has been trying to keep you out of your Bible. Y'all don't want to have no church. He's been trying to keep you out of prayer. I'm not talking about now I lay me down to sleep. I mean communing, fellowshipping, being intimate with God. Because he wants that treasure. But not so. I cancel every assignment of the devil tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name for your precious, precious, priceless, powerful love that has called us back to your throne room tonight to repent for taking the treasure that we found in you for granted, for taking our salvation for granted, every gift that you've given us, hallelujah, that pertains to life and godliness. We repent for taking those things for granted and for not guarding the treasure. And for not being willing to take up our crosses and follow you in denying ourselves. Father, I thank you for a thrust being released over this airwave tonight, a supernatural, resurrective thrust over the lives of your people, who have been in great warfare because of the treasure and because of what you are about to open up and reveal to the world through them. I figure that even in this season of manifestation, you are sealing and keeping them until the very great day of redemption. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen, our time goes by so fast. I can sit here with you all night, you know, so I wouldn't have to feel so rushed, but the Lord is going to fix that one day. But for now, we do thank him for the treasure, even of these 30 minutes. Is that all right? Listen, you're in my thoughts and prayers. Please do hit me up anytime you have a prayer request or you need someone to stand in agreement with you. That's why we're here, okay? I love you guys. Stay encouraged. Have a blessed rest of the week. Be blessed. I love you guys. Bye-bye.